I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
This is KETR's Locker Room, your sports podcast for Northeast Texas. Each week, we look at the biggest headlines in sports and highlight local sports stories. Here's your hosts.
All right, welcome to the Wednesday, December 11th edition of KETR's Locker Room. Cooper Welch, Jordan Davis, and Taylor Phelps in the studio today. We've got the full cast for the first time in what it seems is like a month. And we've got a special guest today, Marcus Four from the A&M Commerce Lions football team. He's also in studio today to do the Look at the Lions segment. We're also going to finish off the show talking about Mack Brown and his future with Texas, and in the show with Cowboys talk and maybe a little bit of basketball if we have some time left. Anyway, Marcus, welcome to the show. First time on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what year you are, how much time you have left here at Commerce, and everything else. Yeah.
I'm from Fort Worth. I went to Keller Central. Okay. I'm a senior on the field, and I'm working on my master's in science and finance.
Okay, cool. What's your plan for that?
I'm about halfway done right now. After our season, I'm going to go back to Fort Worth and work for the family business and finish my master's and then see what internships or job I can get in summer.
Now, what is the family business of the Fords?
We manufacture helicopter parts. Ford Machine, my dad started it.
Wow.
Okay.
About 30 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. So I'll go back and help just run work. I've always worked there every summer, so
yeah,
it's nothing new.
Isn't that hard work?
It used to be. I used to be in the warehouse. Now I get to work in the office, so it's not as bad.
Yeah, it's not.
Now, is this commercial helicopters or military?
Mostly military. Okay. Bell Helicopter Fort Worth and Bell Canada is who we normally sell to.
Cool.
Pretty neat.
Cool.
Pretty
All right. Neat. So you're keeping our boys in the air, doing any work.
I'm not going to say I am.
Not you.
My family's business.
All right. Well, cool. It's always good to help support our troops and whatever they're doing. So tell us about the football team. You've been on it for 4 years now.
And, yes, sir.
You've been through the thick and the thin, the 3-7, 1-9, 1-9 seasons, and now this. Just talk about like what the difference is between those two seasons, or those four seasons, I guess.
That's a huge difference. It's not a drag towards the end of the year. It's fun. Yes. This year went by faster than everything else. The first 3 years, it was, you know, I was nervous being a first time here. We didn't do too good. And then,
yeah,
I don't know. It just was slow. And then every year you thought you were going to do better. Never did. And then finally the new coach came in and ran off everybody. Most of the team seemed like.
Yeah.
Now this year just flew by. And this is fastest year. And can't believe it's almost over.
Yeah, I think every year, no matter where you play, you have those expectations at the beginning, even when you have terrible seasons. So, you know, having a 3-7, 1-9, 1-9, and then having a new coach come in, was there, I know you still had the expectations, but was there the realism that, yeah, this is going to be different? Did you really feel like this is going to be different than the years past?
Yeah, whenever they put us through our hell month, or I don't know what the actual tournament was, but everyone started quitting.
Yeah.
I realized they were serious. They wanted to redo the program with, including with Ryan Ivey. Everything was just different, how they approached it and how we did meetings and running, what they expected. And I think we went from 80-something players to 30-something players. So
wow.
Yeah, it was a major cut. I want to know, like, how is the spirits of the football team inching closer to this bowl game?
Seems like we're never going to play.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving week was slow, and then we thought we were going to play last week, and we got the news Thursday. So it's just been, like, when's this game coming?
Yeah.
But I think now everyone's ready. Like, we know it's Friday. We know it can't push back.
Mm-hmm. It's been like the break between the national championship game for these guys.
Yeah, it seems like
it really has.
A few weeks off. And
we just need to commentate on their season like they do on national TV.
Yeah, talk for 8 weeks about who's going to win.
Boost
it
up.
So tell us
a
little bit about just Harding and the game in general. Like, what can we expect?
I don't know if y'all watched the East New Mexico, but they run the same triple option. They're going to run the ball, and then try to take a shot down the field. Only pass, it was 39. 39, it seems like. Just a whole lot of running, power football.
Do you like games like that?
As a safety, it's fun, but it's different. Mm. I enjoyed the Eastern. I don't think I'd want to play 10 games of it. It's fun to be able to think you can get an interception at some point.
Yeah, that's very true. But, I mean,
you can't get an interception in this game. It's just not like playing West Texas where they're throwing the ball
all the time.
Yeah.
So it's different, but it's
I just couldn't do it. Just run the ball all game with the receivers. I'm looking at them like, why y'all even on the team?
Just blocking all the
just
time.
Now,
do you think football's going to keep going this pass, fast, pass, or do you think it's going to swing back towards the run like we've seen Eastern New Mexico going back to, and Harding's done it for 30 years, it seems like. Do you think it's going to go back that way? Or just
the game
keep
in
getting,
general?
Yeah, for everybody.
I think it will continue to go passing. They're trying to protect the quarterback more, protect receivers, seems like. So it's not as bad throwing the ball now. You can go up and not worry about getting hit or getting a concussion. So for everyone expects it to go to passing. That's why they're protecting the receiver so much and quarterback. So I just feel like it's going to keep going that way.
All right.
The high pace, fast pace, keep the defense guessing, make them run.
All right. Well, this you've got, what, 4 extra weeks of practice that you wouldn't have had if we hadn't had this bowl game, right?
Yes,
somewhere
sir.
Out there. You think that extra 4 weeks is really going to help next season with recruiting and with having that 4 extra weeks of practice for these guys, the freshmen especially, to get more experience? Do you think that's going to really impact next season? Or
I think they do a lot for next season because I never had the season go this long. Mm-hmm. But the freshmen that are here for the first time, this is what they expect now. This is what they're going to grow to learn. Like football's 18 weeks or however many weeks we've been playing. I got used to 10 weeks and it was over. So they got extra practice. They got a couple practices just going back to the details, working on anything they had questions on. And then as far as recruiting, it's a bowl game, so who doesn't want to go play for a bowl game?
Right.
Looks good for us. Instead of recruiting kids to a 1-9 school, we're recruiting kids that, hey, you might get a ring if you come here. So
cool.
Very true. I want to ask you, we you know, we've had your brother on the show, and just – what was it like as far as coming to a school where your brother had been? Did that impact you at all? Or,
I don't think so. Just because I played with him in high school and everything. So it wasn't like I've been through it. But, yeah, the first week or 2 weeks, it was always, uh-oh, the four brothers are going. Like, what if I guarded him? Because he plays receiver, I play safety. So we had to go one-on-one at some point. And that was always big to his friends. Like, you got the little brother beat you? Like to say I did, but I don't think I did. So I was still learning.
As a defensive player, with all the rules and all the controversy that, you know, defensive players are getting for hits, have you yourself experienced difficulty playing the safety position?
No, there's been, I can remember one time I kind of pulled up, like just hit him with my chest more than my duck in my head.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a lot bigger deal than it was in spring. I was worried about getting kicked out of a game, or that's the biggest thing. I don't want one hit ruin a game for me.
Yeah.
But I think we've only had one penalty as a team.
That's real
rejecting
good.
That, so it's not as bad as we thought it was going to be. It's still something you think about and are cautious about, but it's not as bad as we thought it was going to be.
All right. Well, we haven't done a rapid fire in a while. You want to do that?
We can do that.
We can do that.
You ready for rapid fire?
Do I have a choice?
No, not really.
I don't
let's,
think you really
let's
do
it.
Ready.
All right, here we go. All right, so the basis of rapid fire, if you haven't already heard it on the show, is that we ask you a bunch of yes or no questions or
random questions.
One word questions, something like that. So you just say the thing that pops in your head. So if I was like, say, favorite actor, you would say
Vince Vaughn.
Okay.
What's your favorite movie?
I like Ocean 11 and 12. Ocean movies.
All right. What's in Marcus Ford's iPod?
Country music.
All right. Best vacation you ever had?
Anywhere on a beach.
Best athlete.
I went from football to basketball real quick. I didn't know where to go. DeMarcus Ware.
Favorite sports team? NFL.
Cowboys.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. If you could grab 5 things out of a burning room, and it's not people or animals, what would you grab?
I got a lot of pictures on a hard drive. Okay. Pictures of all my, you know, past 20 years. Computer. If I was strong enough, my safe. I've got a lot of important stuff that I need.
Yeah.
That's probably all I don't need.
That's all
I need. Pictures if I really was
he doesn't
hurry.
Have much more room to carry anything else if you carry
right,
a safe.
Right, if you carry a safe, you don't have much room.
Would you prefer college sports or professional sports?
College.
Okay, gosh. You threw me off, Jordan. favorite class you've taken in college?
Financial derivatives.
Wow.
Sounds hard.
Financial. Okay. Let's see. I lost my question now. Okay, what would you do if you weren't doing your profession that you're choosing? Like, what other job would you do? Astronaut, fireman, anything like that?
I thought it'd be cool to be a pilot.
Pilot, okay.
Wow, you don't hear that every day. Would you rather fight Mike Tyson or talk like Mike Tyson?
Do I talk like him for the rest of my life or like a day?
The rest of your life.
I'll fight him.
What is your greatest memory from A&M Commerce? Your favorite memory?
Probably beating Tarleton and hosting the trophy for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty big. That was pretty big.
All right. And a final question on the rapid fire. What's your prediction for next year, for next year's football season?
Nothing short of a championship.
All right.
That's cool. A good one.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back and talk more general sports, not A&M Commerce related.
Hope
well,
not the Cowboys either.
We're going to have to talk a little bit about
them.
Oh,
my God.
Anyway, this is KETR's Locker Room.
Gaming consoles, online video, and wearable tech. Cool toys for techie girls and boys on stocking stuffers. It's a console wars Christmas with Sony's new PlayStation 4 taking on Microsoft's fresh Xbox One and Nintendo's older Wii U. The PS4 and Xbox One focus on adult-oriented games, while the Wii U's strength is kid-friendly titles and family fun. Both consoles are gaming machines at heart, but apps make them entertainment hubs as well, letting you stream video and listen to music. Cord cutters also can watch TV on a Roku 3 box or Google Chromecast stick. If you like to wear your tech, consumer electronic companies are promoting smartwatches. There's something new for people who already have smartphones and tablets. Speaking of phones, the iPhone is losing some of its wow factor, but Apple's powerful 5S and colorful 5C are still the most user-friendly smartphones out there. Although Motorola's Moto X and Google's Nexus 5 are cool new Android devices, and Samsung's Galaxy Note 3 tries to be both a phone and a tablet with its big 5.7-inch screen.
We stay connected through our many devices, but meaningful connections? Well, that's where you come in. You share conversations, and you connect with communities that share your tastes and enrich your understanding of the world. You depend on KETR to stay connected to the world, and KETR depends on you to give generously right now by going to KETR.org.
All right, we're back here on KETR's Locker Room. Cooper Welch, Taylor Phelps, Jordan Davis, and Marcus Four still in the studio. So, guys, first, let's talk about Mac Brown. First, we heard from ESPN that he was retiring, and then we get a report later from Mac Brown himself that said, I'm not retiring.
I get to see Mac Brown. Yeah.
Why the heck do you think I'm in Florida working my butt off if I'm retiring? So, what do you guys think about all this?
Well, the only reason I believed it was true is I heard that Nick Saban had purchased the house right outside of Austin in Lakeview. So I was like, or Lakeway, I think. So I was like, okay, well, why would a man who coaches in Alabama purchase a house in Austin? So then I started hearing the Mac Brown reports, and I was like, okay, this is going to happen. But, you know, apparently from what you've just informed me, is Mac Brown is like, what's going on? Maybe he's being asked
to leave. I'm thinking that,
too. Man.
And instead of firing you, we're going to let you go out with your head
giving you a chance to resign.
Yeah. Yes. Because that was his wake-up call. Yeah.
It's been good, though. Like, on ESPN, they said it's been talked about. Mm-hmm. But, like, my whole thing is,
it's been talked about.
Like, why y'all just now bringing it out? They brought it out, like, after the BYU game. Oh, God. I thought he was gone after that.
I did, too.
giving him a chance to leave with dignity.
Yeah. And I mean, 500-something rushing yards allowed to BYU.
To BYU.
You should have been gone.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah. And then he fired a defensive coordinator. It wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
It was not the defensive coordinator's fault. But I think the game that kind of be like, okay, you got to go. Them losing to Baylor, I think that was a game everybody was like, okay. Mm-hmm. But they had a chance. Even though all of this happened, they had a chance to win the Big 12, go to the Fiesta Bowl. Like, they had a chance to do some good things. They just had a slow start, and I don't think they're going to come anywhere near Oregon in the Alamo Bowl. I think that's going to be...
Yeah, it's going to be tough,
it's
man.
It's going to be a long
it's gonna
game.
Be tough.
Yeah. But you remember the predictions we had in the summertime, Cooper. You projected Longhorns, one of y'all projected them to be like 8-9 games.
I said they were going to be terrible.
Yeah.
I said it was going to be terrible. Somebody said it was going to be all right.
I thought they'd, you know, win maybe 7
it
games.
It was Cooper.
Yeah, it was Cooper.
I said like 7, okay? That's close. Aren't they like 8-4 now?
Surprisingly.
They're not as bad as I thought they were going to be, but, yeah. You know, Tech. To have those aspirations for Texas football, that they're even going to be 8-4, it's not good.
Yeah. And then they play Oregon out of all the teams.
I mean, they're the third best team in the state.
They used to be the first.
The third best team in the state.
Yeah, and you could even make an argument that Houston is close.
Yeah, wow. I mean.
You could.
Really Texas Tech has been not terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got walk-on quarterbacks.
The last 4 games, they've been terrible.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Starting the season, I mean.
Mm-hmm. That was fluke.
Starting the season, people probably would have said Texas Tech is better right now than Texas. The way Texas started with losing to BYU and
Texas is the fourth best team in Texas right now because the first best is Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll put Tech or Houston before them, and then it's them.
Well, I want to go back and not talk about Texas. You put Texas A&M below Baylor.
Right now, yes.
That's what's happened this season.
Baylor has taken over Texas.
Yeah.
Robert Griffin has left them.
I just don't think the Big 12 is very good.
It's not. It's terrible. But Baylor won terrible. It.
Now, if Baylor wins their bowl game, I could see that's when I'll say.
That's when I say, okay, they're for real.
Yeah.
Because when they beat Oklahoma, I was like, okay, they might be for real.
Yeah. But losing to Oklahoma State messed them up.
Didn't you say they was going to go to the national championship?
I did.
They got stomped by the Sooners.
Why you looked at me first? But
no, because I wanted to bring. You said before the season that was your dark horse, and they had a chance to go to a BCS game, and they lost to the Sooners at home.
Yes, they did, and they lost to West Virginia, who was a terrible loss. Yeah,
terrible.
I don't know, man. I mean, I thought they had everything they needed. They looked good. They looked good against. Texas, they look good against Baylor. They look good against a lot of people, but
they needed Dez and Blackman. Mm-hmm. That's what they needed.
Well, everybody could take their best players from the past 10 years and be good.
Yeah, throw Vince Young and Cedric Benson on the same
team. Yeah, that was more cheap. Than one. That's cheating.
I don't know Vince Young right now.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Throw Calvin Johnson on any other team but Georgia Tech, where he came from. They'd probably win a championship. Mm-hmm.
Right now, they probably would. James Winston and Calvin Johnson together. Yeah.
Speaking of Jameis Winston, do you think he's going to win the Heisman?
I think he will.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about Heisman candidates. Yeah.
Why is there 6 Heisman candidates? And where in the world did this Trey Mason guy come from? From Auburn. His season has
303 yards in the championship game.
That's the reason why he's there? He only had 1,000-something rushing yards. The dude from Boston College had 2,000, and he was a linebacker. Yeah. Johnny Manziel, okay, I can understand.
Yeah, but it's usually the best player on the best team. It's not the best player. It's the best guy on the best team.
See there, they need to change that.
Yeah.
Do you think this freshman Heisman thing is here to stay? Is that like a
– I think so.
It's going to keep going.
I mean, now Jameis has come out and done what he's done, Johnny the year before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean – this is a trend. It seems like it's going to be a trend now. If something happens 2 years in a row, and you're like, okay, who's the next guy that's going to come in this next year and be the new Johnny or the new Jameis?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as long
famous
as they
Jameis, too.
And why are both of these – why did everybody get in trouble?
Yeah.
On top of that, you throw these freshmen in there, and then
they have charges.
You got a rape charge, and you got a –
taking money.
However many charges Johnny Manziel has had.
Oh, Johnny is like –
You never know what's going on. He has to
leave college football this year because if he come back, all of this storyline is going to be on him. Because what you think, Marcus? Who you think going to win the Heisman?
Is it from Boston College, the guy rushed for over 2,000 yards?
Yeah.
I'm pretty impressed with him. I don't forget his name right when you asked me, but him or the running back from Auburn.
You think the dude from
Auburn
has a chance?
Just because he put up a lot of numbers in the past couple games. He's the SEC running back, 21 touchdowns. Yeah. Everyone loves the SEC.
It's very hard to argue with that SEC. You know, SEC stamp. But, you know, we're a Missouri win away from not having an SEC team. Or actually, we're an Ohio State win away from not having an SEC team in the national championship.
That was going to happen. I knew that. But I never thought Florida State would play Auburn in a national championship game.
And it's funny how we talk so much about the BCS and how flawed it is.
Mm-hmm.
But how did every year it seems to work out
just perfect.
Yes, in the way that, like, you know, we're coming down to the end here, and Alabama is undefeated, and Ohio State's undefeated, and Florida State's undefeated. And then you start to get to the end, you're like, well, none of these guys are going to lose. And then all of a sudden, Alabama flips off, and the last game of the season, Ohio State.
Florida State had the easiest road to the national championship.
They're playing Duke in the conference championship.
No disrespect to Duke. They won 10 games, but come on, man. Duke, like, out of all them teams, I thought Miami was going to make it. At least they would have gave them a better competition. But, you know, you had Ohio State play Michigan State. That was going to be a tough one because their defense is NFL ready. Mm-hmm. Then you had Alabama play a hard, tough schedule. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad Alabama lost.
I'm so tired.
You're not?
No, I wanted to see how long.
Why?
You get on one of those streaks and I wanted Ohio State to win.
I wanted to see how long
this dude keep winning. Because we don't see streaks like that anymore. In basketball, they used to happen, you know, way more regularly than they do now with John Wooden winning like 80 games in a row.
That was just cheap.
Then you had Bobby Knight had an undefeated season. I mean, even in football, you used to see all the time the streaks go on, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually it's a season and a little bit into the next season, which we still kind of see that. We saw it in Alabama.
Yeah.
But I want to see those. I love seeing those streaks. I love seeing how long someone can attain perfection, and especially in a sport like football where it's more attainable than basketball. You're playing, 10 games, 12 games a season, college football,
plus
your bowl game or whatever. Yeah. I mean, how crazy is that for Urban Meyer to go to a school and not lose for basically 2 years?
That's Urban Meyer, though. He do that everywhere he go. And plus, Ohio State get the best recruits every year. So it's not like he had a hard job. It's like just
going there.
Teach your philosophy and you have NFL caliber players. Just go out there and just get them to play. And plus, they're going to play for you anyway. You coach Tebow. Everybody that plays football, that knows football, hey, you're the guy that coached Tebow. You can coach me to greatness. Of course I go to Ohio State.
Yeah.
So, Marcus, let me get your view on this whole BCS. How do you like the BCS?
I wish it was a playoff system in the end. I think the best teams are in the championship. Alabama and Auburn went to the toughest schedule. Florida State won by some 47 points.
That is true. When you talk about Florida State.
They won every game by at least 42 points.
They're just murdering everyone, so it's hard not to put. Yeah.
They murdered Clemson.
Good.
That was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Clemson got hyped up a lot.
So why don't we end college football with our predictions? Or do we want to wait to do our predictions?
What kind of predictions are we doing? Bowl predictions?
Let's do national championship.
Okay.
All right.
Let's start with Marcus. What do you think? Florida State or Auburn?
SEC, easily. Auburn. Oh,
that hurts me. What about you?
You know, he has a point. I mean, I haven't seen nobody beat him yet. And I know Florida State going to do it, but I just think Auburn is going to pull it out. I can't see a freshman winning.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go away from the Auburn pick. First off, I don't like Auburn.
I don't either.
I'll be honest.
I don't either.
I don't like Auburn, so half of my heart is saying do not pick them. But, yeah, I just think, you know, when you talk about Florida State just murdering everyone.
They haven't played nobody.
They haven't played nobody, but they've beaten everybody by
40 points.
You know, 40 points.
So did Baylor.
Oh, God.
For a while. I think Florida State's going to win, too.
You got a point, but I'm going to take Florida State. I mean,
wow, you're picking a freshman to win the national championship.
Yeah. I'm picking his team.
I'm not picking Jameis Winston to win it. I'm picking Florida State.
Their defense is amazing. I mean,
so is Alabama's, and Mason ran all over them.
That's true. We'll have to see if...
And they haven't played competition like Alabama.
No, Alabama has beaten Saban.
If Florida State can scheme to the run a lot better than Alabama and Missouri did, then I think they can beat them. I think it's all gonna hinge on Trey Mason.
I just think that the size, the athleticism, just the overall talent in the SEC just trumps all the other conferences. I mean, the ACC really don't have any marquee players. I mean, Florida State, to me, I watched them a couple times, and it's like, okay, they're a finesse type of football team. Mm-hmm. Auburn is one of them teams that's, hey, we're here. We're going to be here for a while. I'm surprised Missouri hung with them as long as they did.
No, Missouri's that was a good football team.
Missouri yeah. went from what, like a 2-win season last year to
ten win season.
Same with Auburn.
Yeah. They both of them teams.
They were the bottom of the SEC.
Bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Well, no, they weren't that bottom because Arkansas and Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt are always good.
Auburn had like the best turnaround in school history. Mm-hmm. Like
without Cam,
wins-wise.
I didn't think it was possible without Cam Newton.
Yeah. Well, hey, get rid of Gene Chizik. You see what happens for you.
Well, apparently that's the new method. How about we get rid of this dude and bring in somebody
else?
Commerce did
it. It's the Auburn formula.
Yeah. Everybody did it. But you know what we haven't talked about?
Who?
My quarterback's coming back. Mariota.
Marcus Mariota.
You think he made the right choice, Marcus?
I don't know. I think, personally, if you go make a couple $1 million and play college football again, I'd...
If you're Johnny Manziel, you can make millions of dollars playing golf.
Oh, Johnny Manziel.
Take care of your family. You don't have to worry about anything else. But as a team player, like, yeah, you want to come back for your team. But if you could say, like, hey, just come sign the contract.
You risk so
family,
much in football, though.
Your family's
yeah.
taken care of. Like, you know, like it's tough not to walk away from
that's
that.
It's just pretty hard. You know, I just don't. I think it's good that college football has it. But I think college basketball needs to have some more players to stay. Because it's getting ridiculous how many one and done it is in college basketball. It's no fun in college basketball no more.
Like all of Kentucky left 2 years ago or something like that.
They still have the same. They still have people now that's one and done.
I like the straight out of high school. If you're good enough to come straight out of high school, you know. I think
it should be either straight out of high school or you have to stay at least 3 years.
At least
three.
I say at least two.
Now, see what I think that's bad. I think you can once you graduate high school, you can go to the NBA if you want to go to the NBA.
that's what I'm saying.
And every year after that, if you want to go to the NBA, you can go to the NBA.
No, man, I think you
what
should,
you're gonna do there is you're gonna ruin a lot of people because they're gonna sit there and say, okay, I gotta go now because I'm not gonna be able to come out for 3 years.
That's true.
So people like people that want to go for the maybe 1 year I need to develop 1 year. I go to Kentucky with Calipari and, develop my skills for 1 year, increase my draft stock.
Yeah.
Instead of, I got to come out right now because that's 3 years of income. Even if I'm not to go to the NBA, if I don't get drafted, well, some overseas team is going to take me. That's income I can make there.
Yeah.
Whereas, some people might sacrifice that 1 year of income to be able to increase their draft stock to go to the NBA.
I don't know. I need to see the numbers on how many guys make the NBA and make the overseas leagues.
It's not many.
Especially that do the one and done system.
It's a lot of busts.
Yeah.
But in basketball especially, these freshmen I'm seeing, they're gone. They're gone. Like, these coaches, they know these players are too cold.
Andrew Wiggins is gone.
Like, Jabari Parker and Andrew Parker. Wiggins. They're gone. Julius Randle. They're gone. Could have been in the NBA this year.
They easily.
Yeah,
but it's some coaches that if you go to like Bill Self in Kansas, he don't have that many one and done. Like for some reason, he makes superstars stay. I don't know how.
And he doesn't get a lot of superstars.
He just get like stars. Like,
I mean, Andrew Wiggins is an exception. Yeah, that guy's a superstar.
I just don't see it.
Like Nick Collison was a great player.
Yeah, or
for
the
Kirk Heinrich.
Or the twins, the Marcus twins or something like
that?
Yes, Markeith and
he did. He hit a
Morris
jackpot.
Twins.
With
the Morris twins.
He loved that. He juiced it till he couldn't no more.
Yeah, and they're.
I mean, a lot of them are just role players in the NBA, just like they are at Kansas. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
I just don't see the hype about Andrew Wiggins.
I mean, he's had. Don't get me wrong. He's got people in the NBA that are starters and sixth men and very good players, but he doesn't have Rajon Rondo and DeMarcus Cousins like Calipari had.
Well, Calipari also had Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I'm talking like Calipari has NBA superstars.
Yeah.
I don't see how he gets them to come to his schools.
I'll tell you how he gets them to come to his schools. Because he doesn't make them take an ACT or SAT. I mean, that's how he gets them to come to the school.
Right. Well, let's hop back on and finish the college football thing. I just got a report that Alabama gave Saban an extension, but it's been sitting on his desk since last Friday.
Oh,
so
I might need to go in there and add another extension.
You know, Texas is one of them jobs that is so hard to say no to because Texas has so many resources,
so much money,
and it's like Mac Brown was the highest paid person in Texas. He just coached football.
Yeah,
like
it's crazy.
And Nick Saban is the guru of football.
Mm-hmm.
So you put that plus that, Texas could be right back on top again if they get Saban
in probably 2 years. No, more than 2 years.
That's scary, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And just because you talked earlier about players that like want to go play for these people, because and even Marcus talked about like you have a bowl ring, so that's going to make people want to come to Commerce. Like mm-hmm. even now, Colby Carthel's stock as a coach has increased because people are like, wow, this guy can change a program.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, we talked about even like in the NBA, draft stock increases. Same thing with coaches. You know, your stock increases as a coach of how much you're worth.
Yeah.
And Nick Saban right now is at the top. I mean, there's no other coach. Even though they're not playing in the national championship this year, there's no other coach. I mean, this guy coached AJ McCarron to what, 3 losses in his career?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's crazy to go through your whole college career and only lose three losses when most people know what it's like to lose 3 games in a row.
And all of them losses was less than 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Yep.
Honestly, I don't know what's going to happen. It's just so much money in college football. Like, you can't, these coaches, like, I'm staying here. Look at what happened at Washington. Cerziak, whatever his name is, just left them and mm-hmm. went to USC. The Boise State coach, who I thought would never leave, he left.
Went to Washington. Mm-hmm.
Now somebody took his spot. Like, as a football player, like, you went through this process before. You know a coach is on his way out. And you know they're searching for another coach. Like, as a player, how does that feel, like, to know, okay, what's going to happen with this program?
It was weird. I didn't know. I went through a couple DB coaches, position coaches.
Yeah.
But it was still, like, I had the same D coordinator, so it wasn't as bad. They knew me. This year, they brought in everybody new, and I was just like, I don't even know what they're going to think of me. I got to redo everything.
Yeah, you're starting as a freshman.
Exactly. Like, everyone here is the same now. Not saying I want like special treatment or anybody. Yeah. It's just weird. Like, but everything I've done is gone.
Yeah.
Good things and bad things. Yes. They don't know me. So I got a fresh new start, and then they ran off everybody. Because they want a clean slate, too.
I just think I would have been nervous if I'd been here, especially in a Commerce situation. I'm used to Guy Morris.
Yeah.
I'm used to a certain type of playing. I'm used to a lax style. And then you go from in-your-face Colby Carthel, like, all the time in your face. I've been to a couple of y'all practices. And he is like Nick Saban of D2. Like, he don't play. Like, you do something wrong, he is right on there. Like, you're not doing this for your team. Yeah. Rather than Coach Morris, where he kind of pulls you to the side and be like, hey, if you do this, it'll help you. It's a big switch, because he's kind of scared me when I'd be like, hey, coach. And he's like, hey. I'd be like, ooh, okay. Just trying to ask you some questions, sir.
Right.
That's it. I'm just trying to ask you some questions. But,
right.
I mean.
Well, let's switch over to the NFL for the last part of our discussion today. We've got
Tannehill's doing good.
Yeah, you're right.
He beat us.
I mean, Miami's 7-6, but they still stand a chance of making the playoffs. They're one game out. They lose the tiebreaker to Baltimore right now.
Baltimore lost. Ooh, I wish they would have lost.
Yeah, but I mean, we got to talk about it, guys.
We got to. Ain't no more beating around the bush. It's not no more beating around. I have a serious question.
Okay, go.
Is this the year the Cowboys win in December? Because they never win in December. Is this the year they finally win in December?
Well, let's take a look at the rest of their schedule. I think that'll answer it for us.
I know their last game is against
Philly.
The next game is against Washington. So
they've got Green Bay.
Oh,
which
they don't. No. They can be Green Bay.
They don't have Rodgers.
Rodgers
is out.
No, that's the thing. It's going to come down again, like it has the past years in a row. It's going to come down to the heartbreak in Philly.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to lose, I bet you.
Because we're going to lose? I think we can beat Green Bay.
I think Washington. Okay, Washington's not beating nobody.
Go ahead.
The Bears' backup quarterback just beat the Cowboys' defense, so Green Bay's backup quarterback might beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, it is. I don't know, man.
Great point.
I'm a Cowboys fan. I don't want to say that. Yes. I'm just saying I've seen their defense. And it's bad. So,
what is the problem with the Cowboys' defense?
A lot of new faces. The only thing I can think of.
I mean, you're starting linebackers in and out all the time.
Bro, he stays hurt more than Derrick Rose.
That's like having. I don't know about that.
He's up there with Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Lee
gets hurt every game.
Is your quarterback of the defense? I mean, that's like if Ray Lewis had been in and out all the time, or anybody like that's like if Tony was in and out all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you're changing
you
that up all
the running game
no
came back. Murray had like 145 yards.
Well, Murray's fine. The offense is fine.
We need defense.
Romo scores 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Mm.
How much more can you ask? There's a lot of NFL quarterbacks that can't do that.
Yeah. I think I think here's the key is that Jerry Jones is determined to do
whatever.
To win as many games as possible with the system that he's in.
Jerry Jones wants it to be about him.
Yeah. But he refuses to tank. He refuses to do bad one season so he can get a couple good draft picks. Instead, we're getting the same mid to late first round picks every single year.
The Cowboys are an exception. They should not have. They're not the Dallas Mavericks.
I know.
They're not having to. They should be the big time free agent market.
Yeah, but it's not happening.
They're the Lakers. Like they're the Lakers. They're the Knicks. They should be getting big time free agent.
They're exactly the Knicks.
They're getting the free agents, but it's just not working.
The draft should not be what the Cowboys have to go through.
No, no.
But it seems like we're gonna have to this year or the next few years.
I mean it's not gonna happen. Just because
I don't know.
The free agents are gonna be there. They're willing to come. So you're gonna be good enough.
Yeah, but that's what the mentality has been, I think. I think that's the problem. We're good enough.
It's about money and how you spend your money. And Jerry Jones doesn't spend his money well.
Because he gave Romo 100-some million that he didn't need.
We need to do something about Jerry Jones. I think
y'all won't start winning until he leaves.
The Cowboys are not going to win a Super Bowl
until he leaves.
He's still here.
Because he's trying to make Romo Aikman. And Romo cannot be Troy.
I don't even think the problem's with Romo because, like Taylor
said,
that's
the biggest issue.
He's getting three touchdowns a game.
All our issues on Tony
Romo.
So you're placing the issues on where the problem not is. Where the problem's not, and that's not going to fix your solution. Mm. I mean, I don't even know what to say. That's just ridiculous to talk about something that's positive as being the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Romo has had his faults. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah,
he's showed up bad in big games. I mean, he's only has one playoff win. But as a body of work,
the defense,
you're not going to get people much better. I mean, is Kyle Orton still the backup? I don't even know.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's still.
I mean, Kyle Orton was not good.
He's average.
Who are you going to get? Tim Tebow.
You know, Jerry might give him a chance just to get some more money.
And what kills me too is the whole Johnny Manziel discussion of he's going to come in and be the savior.
No.
Who is Tony Romo? They're the same type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Manziel's not going to be able to run all over the field like he does in college and run for 40-yard runs and stuff. No.
No
one does that.
No.
No.
Who could do that? Michael Vick did that a little
Cam.
Bit. And look what happened to him. He got injured.
Cam
doesn't do that near as much anymore. And Cam is much bigger than Johnny.
He's
Cam can take a lot more hits than Johnny can.
Yeah. And Russell Wilson did it last year, but he hasn't done it this year. He's been a pocket passer.
Robert Griffin tried
and got his knees destroyed.
Oh
now he's awful.
God, he has not been the same since that hit.
It's better to have Tony Romo, someone who's proven that they can do the things that he does, the crazy plays he does and the way he gets out of trouble, than someone from college that hasn't proven he can do it in the NFL and plays a totally different style than other
carelessly.
Players.
So, Marcus, I ask you this. You're a Cowboys fan, and I know Taylor's a little bit upset. If you're on the Cowboys team right now, you're like one of the managers, like trying to fix this mess, what's the first position you change?
I'd say the defense as a whole. They can't force a punt. That's terrible. Twice that second time this season.
Thank you, Marcus. That's a huge problem.
It's not college. They don't need to give up 49 points a game. To the Broncos, 49 or something? 45
to
the Bears?
Yeah, right out there.
They're not playing the Oregon Ducks.
45 to the Bears.
They're not. If you can't force a punt in the NFL, I mean, you paid millions of dollars to tackle and stuff, and they didn't do it. So,
yeah.
As a defensive whole, offense doesn't matter. They did fine. They
would you get rid of Kiffin, or would you keep him?
Get rid of him. But
I'll give you Peyton Manning 49 points.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you Josh McCown 49 points.
No. Oh, no.
Even with the good receiving corps at Chicago.
No. They scored on like every possession like in the second half.
And you know,
I've never seen that.
Tony Romo on the offense only had 21 points on Monday. But also, how hard is it to score when you don't have the ball?
Mm. When they're scoring every possession.
When they're scoring every possession. So every drive that even the Cowboys scored and it's kicked and they start at the 20 or 25 or whatever it is now.
Mm-hmm.
They're driving the whole length of the field and scoring.
Scoring.
Mm-hmm. It's not like they were kicking 40.
They dropped like three interceptions. The Cowboys dropped like three or four picks in their hands, and it just bounced off. Mm-hmm. So is it true that the safeties in the corners are nothing but receivers that can't catch? Because it showed in Monday. Orlando dropped two picks.
I've been surprised by a few passes. Like, your whole mindset is I'm going to guard him, tackle him, and all of a sudden the ball's thrown at you, and you're just like, that's a curveball thrown at me. Like, that was not an excuse. You're not supposed to catch the ball. But whenever you're breaking down on the receiver, and all of a sudden the ball's in your face, the receiver's expecting to catch the ball. He knows it's coming. You're expecting to make a tackle or something. And all of a sudden, if you happen to see a tip ball, I've been hit in the face with the ball before, and I accidentally had this thing, and I was going to go tackle somebody. And
but that game was horrible. They couldn't tackle. I mean, I understand it's Brandon Marshall, and he's big and physical, but Jeff, that one play in the corner where two Cowboys was around him, Josh McCown just threw it up just for luck. And the way it happened, that was, like, no excuse. Like, how could you let that happen? It's two people. It's a little pocket of a corner. Yeah. And he still managed to get 2 feet in. He's 6'4", so how did you let him get open? He's 6'4".
Yeah.
But the biggest issue with me with the Cowboys, y'all have the talent. It's just that injuries hurt the Cowboys every year. Mm-hmm. Like, when y'all healthy, y'all good. Like, y'all beat the good teams, except for Oakland. Y'all shouldn't have let Oakland be that close.
Every team has injuries, though. That I mean, injuries are only an excuse to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I mean, who do we have injured? Wait, Sean Lee, okay, yeah, that's a big
one. Now, injuries, I think, are an excuse for the Texans this year. Not as much for the Cowboys.
Oh, no. Because I don't know.
Everybody has a good player get hurt. Rob Gronkowski's hurt, but you're not going to see the Patriots drop off. Yeah. I mean, they're better with him, but they're not going to be.
They're not
going to
lose without him. They still can
at least
manage.
Not as much. Well, let's finish off the show by talking the current playoff matchups that we've got right now. We've got Seattle making it at 11-2, New Orleans 10-3, Philadelphia is 8-5. They're probably going to win the NFC East. Detroit is 7-6. They've got the NFC North with a tiebreaker over Chicago. Carolina is the wild card at 9-4, and San Francisco is the other wild card at 9-4.
That's a hard NFC playoff.
Yeah, so that's Seattle, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Detroit, Carolina, San Francisco.
Oh my God, who's going to win that? That's a dogfight every week.
So we've got.
Probably
let's
Seattle.
See. I think it's
Seattle.
It's Philadelphia and Carolina and Detroit and San Francisco. Oh. What do you guys got in those games?
San Francisco is going to beat Detroit.
Okay. How about Carolina and Philadelphia?
Carolina.
I think Carolina can pull it out.
How about you, Tim?
Yeah. Carolina. And you know, I think Detroit can maybe win, too.
Yeah.
You think they can beat the 49ers?
They've been pretty good the last
49ers
few weeks.
The 49ers are as good as... we're thinking of past the 49ers of last year. I don't think it's good.
The 49ers this year...
They just beat the Seahawks.
People got... Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, that happens, though.
What you mean that
the
happens?
The Cowboys almost beat the Broncos.
Let's talk about who else the 49ers have beat. They beat Green Bay. They beat St. Louis. They beat Houston, Arizona, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Washington, St. Louis again, and Seattle. But they lost to Seattle.
None of those teams are good teams.
Yeah.
Seattle?
They lost to Seattle... In Seattle, 29-3. They lost to Indianapolis, 27-7. They lost to Carolina, 10-9. And they lost to New Orleans, 23-20. So they're not...
every playoff team they've lost to, basically.
Except for Seattle.
Except Seattle one time.
That was a big win.
That was a big win. It's true.
And Candlestick.
And it's late in the season, so maybe... You know,
and the NFC, I think, is going to become between the Saints or the Seahawks. Because I don't see the 49ers just
making
another playoff
run. And that being
the
NFC Championship. Because they wouldn't face
and
each other.
And if Seattle's at home, Seattle is winning. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen a team that dominant at home before in my life.
They're crazy good. Well, let's flip over to the AFC then.
Broncos.
We got the Broncos as the number one seed.
Manning.
New England 2, Cincinnati 3.
What about Tom?
The Gronk's gone, so.
Yeah.
He's got rookie receivers.
You can't knock him out.
Cincinnati's 3 with the AFC North. No. We got Indianapolis as the AFC South. Kansas City is a wild card, and Baltimore is a wild card. So that'd probably be Kansas City and Cincinnati and Indianapolis and Baltimore. Who do you got in those games?
Indianapolis is going to win this year if they play Baltimore again because they don't have Ray Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably have Indianapolis beat Baltimore.
And then Kansas City and Cincinnati?
Kansas City.
Their defense.
That game Sunday against the Redskins was the worst whooping I've seen a professional team take. It was 31-0 in the second quarter. That's a Madden score.
That is a Madden score. What about in the second round? It'd be Kansas City and I think New England. Yeah, New England and Denver and Indianapolis.
Well, I think it's going to come down to New England and
Denver.
Maybe Kansas City and
it could be Kansas City again. But imagine another AFC championship with Tom and Peyton again.
Yeah, that's what I want
to
see.
People will eat that up. People will love it. I think Peyton is going to be like, you know what, Tom, I'm tired of losing to you.
Uh-huh.
It's time for me to win. I got Wes Welker now. Uh-huh. I'm finna win.
See, yeah, he's out now, right?
Here's the one thing.
He's out.
Oh.
I think this is the one thing that everybody wishes, that Peyton gone to the NFC so we could finally see a Peyton-Tom Super Bowl. Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine Peyton and Tom in the freaking Super Bowl.
Because I'm getting tired of seeing Eli and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Because God.
Thank God that's not going to happen this year.
Thank
There's
God.
No chance.
Because I thought it was going to happen again because they won like four straight. Yeah, I was like, I know the Giants are not going to do this again. I know they're not. Because my Steelers is, they was like in the pick for Jadeveon. Mm-hmm. Then we got it together. And then Mike Tomlin gets fined $100,000. Then Antonio Brown steps on the sidelines again.
And now it's 5-8.
Now it's 5-8. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap up and get Taylor out of here so he can get to class and take his final.
Oh.
This Taylor.
I thought everyone called me Taylor to my brother, and I was like,
Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps. He's a superstar. He's our model for the show.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. To go.
Well, anyway, this is KETR's Locker Room. We'll probably not be back next week because it's holiday break, but we will be back by January for sure. Anyway, Cooper Welch.
Jordan Davis.
Taylor Phelps.
And we had Marcus Ford with us today. This is KETR's Locker Room.